Welcome back to I'm Doing Fine podcast. I'm Katie, she, her.
And then I'm also Katie using she, her pronouns.
I'm Lexi, I use any pronouns.
I'm Emma, I use she, her pronouns.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys!
Yay!
I know a lot of people approach this differently, just kind of according to your personal life. I do as well, so I kind of understand all points of views of this, but yeah, so I kind of wanted to talk about our favorite Valentine's Day traditions and candies and fun stuff like that,
yes.
Like all the fun stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when we were planning this podcast, I was talking about like remembering as a little kid in like elementary school, having Valentine's Day, like days, and you gave everybody Valentine's.
Yes.
Like you had the little shoe box and like everyone would go around the classroom. It was that vibe was unmatched.
And like you decorated the boxes.
Yes. I loved that stuff. Like I literally loved it.
I'm so jealous. I was homeschooled, so I did not get to do all of this, but I think I would have loved it.
You would have loved it.
I remember loving it, but then like as like a little middle schooler, no, elementary schooler, I was like, I don't want to give a Valentine to this person. Like,
no,
like I don't like them.
I was going to ask about that. What if you, like, have beef with someone?
You have to. Like, it was, like, a rule. Like, you
all or nothing.
And then it was, like, you got known. I don't know if this is, like, you at your school, but, like, you got known if you gave, like, the good Valentine's Day candy.
Oh, my God. I would have eaten this.
Yes. Like, no, like, when it was your birthday and you brought treats in.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You were known.
You were.
If you brought in the good stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. I love Valentine's Day, and I feel like there's so many traditions surrounding it, and I know most people relate that to any type of romantic relationship, but honestly, like, you can celebrate that with your friends, yourself. Like, it's just a time to, like, practice love, and I honestly just love celebrating this time by watching cheesy rom-com movies. Maybe not necessarily, like, Hallmark movies, but the ones on Netflix, you guys know. Just like To All the Boys I Loved Before is kind of my guilty pleasure. I don't know why, but like,
oh,
it seems too perfect to be true. So
they always do.
It's just kind of like fun to watch, especially like with your friends. You can make a night of it, have fun snacks, make like a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
I don't know. But also I always look forward to Valentine's Day because my mom always remembers that I love like white Lindor chocolate. So she always like gives that to
that's
me.
So cute.
That's so precious.
Yeah.
That's so cute. Yeah. I totally relate to that in, like, it being more than just a, like, quote-unquote romantic holiday.
Yeah.
I, ever, like, my mom as well, like, my family made it, like, a love holiday for, like,
yes.
all the relationships in
oh,
your
for
life.
Sure.
Right? So we, like, decorated with all kinds of, like, fun decor, and, like, you got cards for your friends and also, like, grandparents, and, like,
right.
it was really just celebrating, like, love in all forms, which was really great, and so I do that, you know, now, which makes it more fun. But my favorite part of Valentine's Day is decorating.
Yeah.
I love decorating. I can't even help
do
myself
too.
It's
but
so
like
fun.
The decor is so cute.
It's
you could
so
like leave it up year round.
Yeah,
with the hearts, like
yes.
hearts are all time decor,
yeah.
you know,
right.
so perfect.
I love like the cuddle bears, the
yeah.
heart.
Yes.
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 Oh,
also
so many,
like decorating cookies
so
and just like decorating Valentine's cards like for families and friends.
Yeah.
For sure.
I also love eating chocolate covered strawberries.
Do you
so
like
fun.
To make them homemade or do you get them ordered?
I think homemade.
I
like
think homemade,
homemade
is unmatched.
I'm going to throw out a recommendation. I don't know if anyone's ever been to the Melting Pot in
oh,
Grand Rapids.
The oh,
they
oh,
have the
I
best
that.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
They
I mean,
do.
You get to actually, like,
do
dip
it.
It.
Yeah.
And
oh my God, so
it's, like,
so
it's probably super expensive around this time, but
yeah,
go and, like,
go anyway.
Go anytime. It's
do
just
it.
So good.
Waste
you
all your
it
money.
Anyway,
I also love watching, like, romantic movies.
Yes.
Where, like, on Netflix, My Life was the Walter Boys. Or
oh,
one
yeah.
of my friends watched that.
Mm.
I just, like, I don't know. I'm not a huge movie person.
Not either, unfortunately.
I do like 10 Things I Hate About You, though.
I, like, did you guys watch After?
I
did.
Okay,
I
did
them.
Like that.
All
of
them.
Yes.
There's so
all
many.
Of them.
That was
I
like different.
I haven't
I
seen
like
the newest
movies.
One. Though.
I only seen like the first one. And that's
yeah.
I haven't seen the others.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that. I also love just like Valentine's. I love cards in general. So
yeah.
like I'll
yeah.
get cards and give them to my friends. And that is, you know, writing them all out and giving
yeah.
them out to
mm-hmm.
people is always so fun. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's another highlight.
Oh yeah.
Spreading the love.
Yes,
you know.
I love it.
Anyway. way, Valentine's Day can be so fun, especially with the candy and the cards and the decor, but it also can bring up a lot of emotions about relationships and loneliness and connection. I think it's important to remember that we all have relationships to develop and appreciate, even if you aren't currently in a romantic relationship. Healthy relationships and the skills to maintain them are so vital to everyone, no matter the situation.
For sure.
And I relate to this differently because I recently ended my relationship with a long-term partner and have been spending a lot of time thinking about what it means to be content on my own. My partner and I are way better as friends than dating, so having them still be in my life has helped the transition, like, a lot, obviously. But I am someone who's always been in some type of relationship, starting back in, like, middle school, so I haven't given myself much space to feel confident, like, on my own, which is a bummer. So I'm very thankful for this time, and I'm trying to be very intentional and mindful about it. It's been really helpful to spend more time with friends. All of the little things I used to talk about with my partner, I've been sharing with my best friend, and it's actually made us a lot closer, which I love, obviously.
That's so awesome, because, like, I think it's extremely difficult to still be friends with a long-term partner.
I agree.
Like, extremely difficult.
I think it's important in, like, navigating, like, some relationships, you have to set, like, a boundary. Like, is this the boundary of mine to be a lifetime partner, or are we better off as friends? And I think, like, finding that healthy balance is, like, hard to do, but so important.
It is certainly, like you said, an act of, like, finding boundaries. But we just decided that, like, why would we throw away the whole relationship? You know, because we really were best friends, and so how sad to throw it all away when really the only, like, hurtful or, like, unproductive part was the, like, romantic part. So it kind of took away a lot of that.
I kind of relate to you also how you said, like, I was kind of feel similarly, like, I've always been with someone.
Yeah.
So, like, learning how to, like, be alone is so hard.
So hard.
Like,
so hard, especially
it takes
if you've never
time.
Been alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, learning how to, like, how do you appreciate things, like, just doing it yourself.
Yeah. No, I know. So, speaking of that, actually, I've been spending more time doing things that make me happy, but, like, by myself. Like, because a lot of those things I did, but, like, with him. So it's, I wasn't really, like, on my own. But going for walks, going to cafes, spending time with Sequoia, you know.
If you guys ever follow Lexi, she has the best cafe recommendations.
Oh, my God. I spend way too much money at cafes. Like, that is real. But I love them. I love them. But relationships changing or ending is obviously, like, always tough. But I think it can help to adjust your thinking to focus on your relationship with yourself and, like, what you can do to improve that instead of constantly thinking about, like, I don't have anyone to do stuff with. Like,
right.
Right.
Kind of looking on the bright side.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, you know.
For me, just, like, celebrating the little moments with my family. Mm-hmm. Since my family, I'm not from here, so it's like I live 2.5 hours away. So sometimes,
so do I. Like, that time is so important.
Yeah, it gets hard, like, sometimes just, like, missing them or, like, just feeling the loneliness on campus and being, like, so far away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, being as an individual, finding, like, your true self here on, like, campus. Like, making new friends and just putting yourself out there.
I think that's such a good point, too, to, like, remember that in this, like, season of love, we can call it, like, remember, like, your family's, like, always there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, they helped raise you. They're there to nurture you. And just kind of celebrating those relationships as well. Like you said, like, some of us, our family are hours away. And it's, like, we don't get to see them every day. So even just, like, sending a card or, like, sending a text or, like, doing something small, like Venmoing, like, hey, here's a little coffee money, like, thinking of you, love you, like, the words, like, I love you to your family means more than we even know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like we take, or I'll speak for me, I know I've taken my family for granted because, like, oh, it's your family, like, they're always there, like, but as an adult that now lives, like, far away from them, I'm like, oh my God, like, I am so thankful for my family, and I wish I had more time with them, you know, so.
And for those people listening who aren't as close as their family as, like, maybe we are, or your friends are, or your partner is, you do have someone that loves you out there.
Yeah.
No matter what, you will always have someone who cares about you, whether that be a professor, a friend, a roommate, whatever it is that you have, there is somebody who cares about you no matter what.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going to talk about being okay with being alone and with yourself. It's something I've really had to learn how to do in the past year and a half. I had gotten out of a long-term relationship of almost 3 years, and I spent a lot of my developing years of who I will be with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So moving to college and having to navigate that alone and not having like a quote-unquote like person,
right,
it was kind of difficult. Like, I got lonely really quickly. Like, I was finding myself confiding in, like, my mom and my roommates, which there could be a lot, like, less healthy ways to do that. But I felt like I was sharing every single aspect of my life and what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And to an extent, like, that's nice and that's all good, you're talking. But, I mean, you got to really learn how to be with yourself, you know? Yeah,
for sure. And,
like, so I realized that I was so reliant on another person as a human. Like, I shouldn't have to ever rely on somebody else mm-hmm. to make me happy or give me attention or whatever that may be at that point in time. But I've learned so much in the past year and a half about being alone and truly having self-love.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different type of feeling. For than sure. To just, like, be in a relationship with someone and, like, giving all of yourself to them and loving them instead of yeah. more like yourself.
I think it's so hard to learn how to, like, love yourself without, like, the approval of others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think yeah. we seek that so much, like, we want other people to understand us. We want that validation that we don't even validate ourselves or love right. ourselves. So I think that's super yeah. important and awesome that you've learned that.
Yeah, and in this past year and a half, I've learned so much about myself. I've done so many things that have gone out of my comfort zone. Like, being a peer educator, I've never been outgoing. I've always been like, I'll just do what I have to do, and like, I won't do anything extra. And now I have 3 jobs. Like, that is, it's less crazy than it sounds. But I have 3 jobs that are completely unique and nothing I ever thought I would actually be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I have matured a lot. I feel like I have a really high emotional intelligence mm-hmm. right now. And just, like, kind of gauging certain situations. And honestly, I can sit here and say that I'm proud of myself and that kind of the progress I've made in the past year and a half is something I couldn't have done in a relationship.
Yeah. And you should celebrate that, yeah. honestly. Just, like, if you've grown, if you've gotten up today, gone to class, like, right. the small things, you guys should celebrate and, like, love yourself for that because you guys are here, you're in college, you're right. going to class, nothing's easy these days. It's the small things.
Yeah, and no matter what, you're always doing hard things.
Yeah.
Like, even waking up in the morning, that's, like, a hard thing to do. Getting out of bed, like, if you have depression, anxiety, whatever, getting out of bed is one of your biggest battles of the day.
For sure.
And you doing that just shows how strong you are. So, like, if you are single, if you are lonely, like, just get up every day and work for yourself. And that's easier said than done, but trust me, it will pay off.
And, like, if you do need that extra support, of course, we here at the UCC
yeah.
are here for you. That's what the counselors do for you. They will help you. And if they can't, they will find someone who can.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think that's really a good point to note as well.
Yeah. You're never alone.
Yeah.
And if you feel lonely, you are not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always going to be, like, someone there for you, as Katie said, like a friend or a family member, a professor, roommate,
yeah.
your neighbor. But, yeah, I was saying, with Valentine's coming up, it's good to talk about, like, the importance of healthy relationships.
Right.
And loneliness and, like, self-love, making sure you're taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're going to transition to talking about our mindful moments mm-hmm. for today. And for me, I love getting a manicure or a pedicure, just like yes. just nice self-love day
yeah,
for me.
Right. I love that.
I am most filled up by feeling connected to others, I would say. And my roommates and I love to yap. So after we finish our homework, we all kind of file into the living room with, like,
oh yeah,
whatever, mm-hmm. you know, with whatever mm-hmm. friends are over, whoever's yeah. partner is over, and we just kind of will play, like, music videos, and we just talk about life and controversial topics.
Music videos.
Do you guys ever airplay, like, old videos from your childhood?
No, actually.
No. We have so fun. I need to start doing that.
That's so fun.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
That does sound fun. We talk about, like, life, yeah. you know? So that would fit in with that. But
I love that.
One of us will always bring up, like, controversial topic, conspiracy theory, or like whatever else is on our minds at the moment. We just watched Interstellar, if you guys have seen that.
I
talked
about
that for a long time. So let me plug Interstellar then. That is such a good movie. It's my favorite movie, like, by far. Have you guys seen Inception?
No.
I'm not a huge movie person.
I'm not either. But those two movies.
What can I watch it on?
Oh my god.
I feel like I heard of it, but what's it on?
Inception and Interstellar, I think they're. I actually don't know, to be so honest with you. Like,
I'll
between all of us, we all have.
We can,
like,
just,
whatever.
Like, look.
Just,
look,
yeah.
Group mass look.
Wanna,
who has an account for this?
I don't want to watch it.
Hey, can I borrow your account?
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't know, like, talking through things with other people always makes me feel less alone,
yeah.
at least. And I feel incredibly in the moment when I'm, like, discussing with other people.
Right.
So I would consider those to be my most mindful moments lately.
Yeah, I love that. And for me, I was honestly gonna, like, I don't know why, I always, like, come in with a mindful moment and, like, I'm like, I'm gonna talk about this. No, something completely new popped in my mind.
Yeah, shout out if you listened last podcast.
But I do want to give, like, a quick, like, shout out to, like, if you can get up in the morning and journal, I've been, like, watching a bunch of videos on that, and I really want to get into it, but that's not what I want to talk about. I'm actually, like, my mindful moment lately has been gift giving. I love giving people gifts, finding things that I'm like, you know what, like, they're gonna love
this. That person would love this.
So, like, one of my friends who's studying abroad, I went to the same country, so, like, I made her a journal with all the tips that I have.
That's so cute.
And along with gift giving, I do want to kind of, like, plug in there, like, if you are in, like, a romantic relationship, setting that, like, healthy boundary and just kind of, like, showing their appreciation and love for that person is just a great way to, like, reaffirm and validate that this is a good relationship
right.
for you. And as we all talked about what it's like, other forms of love, it is still important to romanticize and still bring importance to those relationships
absolutely.
While also not sacrificing yourself. So
right.
I did want to throw that in there.
That's
in my little
line, you know,
mindful
to...
moments.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've just been, like, looking for gifts for people.
No,
like,
that's
oh,
so cute.
They'll
love
that.
That's
yeah.
so precious.
I also
yes.
like doing that. It's so fun.
Yes. My mindful moment is learning and kind of deciding what, like, my healthy coping skills are.
Okay.
I have noticed, like, my coping skills are usually, like, sleeping, and I don't sometimes that helps, but at the end of the day it's just me avoiding everything.
Yeah.
And that's a hard realization for me because I love to sleep. I love to sleep. But for example, today I was feeling super anxious, so I cleaned my entire room. I deep cleaned my entire room because I don't know if that was causing some of my anxiety or what, but it honestly did help me being able to, like, just take a minute,
mm-hmm.
just do something that I can physically see get better.
Yeah.
Not even, like, mentally getting better, but, like, you can physically see your room getting cleaner.
And, like, focusing on what you can control.
Yes, and what you can control. It honestly, I feel like it just helped me a lot more than I thought it did. But, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's just a great way to wrap up this week, as the season of love, as we like to call it, is right around the corner. We kind of remind everyone to take care of yourselves and those around you, and practice self-love, whether it's just waking up for the day, taking a nice, like, hot bath or shower, mm-hmm. or maybe just, like, giving a compliment to someone. Honestly, it can make or break someone's day.
Right.
So we just encourage that you do that. And I always like to say that if you are ever in any need of support again, the UCC is right around the corner, quite literally from where we are right now. But that is all that we Peer Eds have for this week. And we hope you all have a lovely Valentine's Day.
XOXO
Peer Eds.
Peer Eds.